We are so happy to be joined now by Sam Temple, the executive director of Northfield Public Broadcasting, the station manager. What do we call you these days?
I've had a handful of titles as we've developed the station, so yeah. we settled on station manager, and I don't know. I'll let you know if it changes.
All right. Okay. All right. Cool. So how are you?
I'm doing well. We're keeping busy.
Yeah, I would imagine. Mm-hmm. What's going on over at NPB?
Yeah, so a big thing that we do this time of year is, as I'm sure you've heard from your local news broadcast, we're in the middle of a legislative session in the state of Minnesota.
I've heard something about that.
Yeah, a few things. It's been eventful so far, and we expect it to continue to be eventful.
Mm-hmm.
And one thing that we do is we seek funding for public television and public media across the state. I've spoken about this on previous broadcasts, but suffice to say, the current method of funding for public television is laid out in state law. Mm-hmm. And is very outdated due to changes in technology. They tied the funding model specifically to cable television as opposed to any media in the right of way. So it was very narrowly written at the time.
And sounds like it was written like 40 years ago.
That is correct.
Yeah.
That is correct.
Yeah.
So the challenge is people are still watching media. People are still wanting local media.
Absolutely.
And we just don't have the funding to keep up with it. So a group of people like me from across the state have gotten together, try and get some legislation in place in Minnesota, mm-hmm. to update that funding model. And what's interesting this year is legislators actually will have two choices. They could go with, they could go with both of them, one of them, or neither of them.
Mm-hmm.
But they both have bipartisan support, which is really, really interesting.
Okay.
One is updating that previous model to allow cities to basically treat broadband and anything to treat broadband like cable.
Right.
So that would just be updating the law that has been in place for 40 years to expand the definition.
Mm-hmm.
That effort is being led by the League of Minnesota Cities, so I have a little less to do with that, but of course we're certainly supportive of it because we're supportive of whatever will keep stations alive, because
Absolutely.
Stations across the state are closing, really,
right.
month by month. The one that we are proposing, this is based on feedback from legislators last year, is just a line item in the budget, potentially through the legacy amendment in the state of Minnesota, potentially through other means. But right now, we are asking for a sum of money for the next 2 years to be distributed to stations across the state,
mm-hmm.
to help keep stations alive,
mm-hmm.
while we work with legislators on a more permanent solution.
Okay.
And more. Maybe that means revising how individual stations approach their funding, but this is what we heard last year, was reworking the franchising model can be very complicated, can be very tricky. You can face some pushback from the broadband lobby, from the cable lobby.
Sure.
Just because it gets into their business, it gets into how they manage projects and things like that. We're excited to be able to have that conversation, both in the immediate term with the bill that my team, the team that I'm a part of, is introducing,
mm-hmm.
that will keep stations alive for another 2 years. Wouldn't make us whole, wouldn't fill the gap, but
right.
it would keep doors open.
Right.
While also being able to have a conversation about what does a long-term solution look like,
right.
courtesy of the League of Minnesota Cities.
Yeah.
So that's where things are at. We're very happy to have bipartisan authors on our bill, which is huge, because you need that in this legislative session.
Especially these days.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And both chambers are, in essence, tied. You really need, nothing's going to pass the House unless you get both Democratic and Republican support. Literally.
Exactly.
Literally nothing.
Yeah. And frankly, it's that way in the Senate, too.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. So we're very pleased to have that as a starting point, and we look forward to keeping everyone updated on bill hearings and any questions that we get from legislators. But the good news is, even when people are apprehensive about one method or the other,
mm-hmm.
we're very, very pleased that we've heard nothing but bipartisan support for, yes, we love public nonprofit media. Yes, we love local media specifically,
mm-hmm.
because you go to places like Northfield, places like Faribault. We can all love TPT. We can all love WCCO.
Absolutely.
And they might come down and do a story on
sure.
us once or twice a year.
Right.
But that's once or twice a year.
No, man.
And it's not going to be you know, keeping up to date on city council. It's not going to be increasing the transparency. And that's the big thing, too. There's
Basically, Sam, it's you and me.
Yeah. In Northfield, that's what we're working with. And a lot of places can't afford a you or a me.
Yeah.
But they might still have that station that airs their city council meetings. And that's the most transparency that some places can get.
Yeah.
If they even have that. And everyone deserves to have, you know, transparency in the local government, be able to stay abreast of situations. And yeah, so we look forward to continuing to offer that to folks, and hopefully we can build something for the future that not only keeps the stations that are currently alive, but can expand to places that don't currently have it.
Which would, I mean, that would be ideal. We would love to see this. I mean, every little town in the state of, well, across the country should have something like Northfield Public Broadcasting. You got to have that, and hopefully you can have a little radio station to go along with it too.
Exactly. And that's you know, every community is going to be a little different in how they prefer to get their news, what models work for them, what models don't work for them, and we've just seen, you know, radio's been around a while.
Yeah.
Now cable TV has been around for a while.
Yeah.
People know it, and we know that there's a good amount of reliability with how people are getting it. And, you know, with cable and radio, people aren't necessarily listening through the air or through the ground, but they're still consuming the content that that we get to produce.
Indeed. Mm-hmm. Indeed. So speaking of content to consume, what's coming up with NPB? What have you put on lately?
Yeah. So in the last month and a half, we've been gearing up. You know, part of it is seeing what action the council, the city council takes, seeing what new developments are taking place, and staying available to help communicate as things progress. But we're also there to help with general education for the public and to keep people aware of local events. So we have the MLK Day celebration that took place last month. Really pleased with how that went. The Wallflower House ribbon cutting last year, a really fascinating project of the Northfield Union
really
of Youth.
Really interesting project.
Yes, so I was very pleased to be able to be there. Got to interview some folks that were part of that and just get the ribbon cutting ceremony filmed. And then there's also a lot of sustainability work. We're in spring, so we're talking about how water can be best preserved. It was a pretty dry winter, so we can anticipate. I mean, hopefully we get a nice wet spring, but
we got snow on the way, brother.
And we got on the way. So we'll see how that develops.
Yeah,
We're looking at needing to preserve that. So partnering with Clean River Partners to produce some content, some videos there, keeping people aware of leaf disposal and how best to do all that. And then we're also getting into programs where there are rebates for residents in the city.
Yeah.
And that includes for, you know, if you get a rain garden, there's actually a rain garden workshop this week if folks want to sign up for that. Yeah. There's rebates available for folks who decide to do that. There's energy efficiency, water efficiency. If you go to the city website, there's a lot of rebates. So a lot of the videos that we'll be putting out over the next month or so will be a lot of information on those different rebates that are available for folks to not only save some money, but also save some water and contribute to the quality of the water in Northfield.
Cool.
Yeah.
Are you still taking submissions?
Absolutely. There's always a place for submissions, and I've been very pleased with the amount of submissions getting lately. Some from Cosmo Esplin with the Trek Through Time that he's doing.
That's a great show.
It's a really, really wonderful show, talking about Northfield history and all these, you know, different niche topics, which I love.
Yeah, me too.
And it was fun to catch up with Cosmo when I guested on that last month. And so submissions like that, submissions from, we have local churches that submit their programs that they have recorded, local submissions from different nonprofits. Actually, the Northfield Union of Youth is one that has submitted their piece. And importantly, we are a public station. Mm-hmm. So anyone in the community can submit. Or if you're an organization that serves the community, you can submit videos. We have guidelines, all those available at northfieldmn.gov/television. And there's a handy dandy video with a slightly balder Sam explaining what's allowed and what's not allowed. And we really encourage folks to take a look at that, because we want it to be a reflection of the community, not just the stuff that we're putting out, not just the stuff that we're partnering with groups like Clean River Partners or the Northfield Union of Youth to produce, but also what people are passionate about. Right. I mean, and, you know, if you want to rant about your opinions, or you want to talk about bike lanes or anything else that people tend to be passionate about, you can submit that too. You know, if there's coarse language, then we'll air it after 11 p.m. Other than that, have at and welcome to NPB.
Are we still talking about bike lanes? Can we please be done with that?
I think there's always going to be conversations.
There's always going to be conversations
along bike lanes.
Absolutely.
I think that's one of the fundamental beliefs in the world. Like, there's a few things that are always true in the universe. One of them is people talking about bike lanes.
Well, that would seem to be the case if you're a Northfielder, that's for sure.
And for as long as you are for bike lanes, against bike lanes, or somewhere in the middle on bike lanes, you can share that opinion on Northfield Public
Broadcasting. As long as people have opinions, there will be conversation about bike lanes.
Exactly. Yeah. And that's what we hope to facilitate and make it a reflection of what people think and what people care about.
Awesome. My friend, thank you. You've got some big stuff developing, so we might not see you up. If you would like to, while you take an extended break, if you would like to come in, we'd love to have you. But we'll maybe plan on talking to you maybe in June.
Absolutely. Yep. I'll be taking family leave, very happily expecting my first child.
Congratulations,
thank
Sam.
Thank you. Yeah, we're
to you and,
we're
and,
very,
and,
very excited.
Anana. That's just so exciting, man.
Yeah, very, very excited. So we'll still have programming on NPB, but it will be stuff that I am rapidly recording right now. actually, that's what I'm going to City Hall to do after this. But yes, I look forward to chatting with you again this summer.
All right. That is Sam Temple, the station manager of Northfield Public Broadcasting.